Hello, Mr. Gary. I'll say Mr. Gary. Mr. Gary Roberts, how are you doing?
Hello, Mr. Simon Jobson.
Excellent.
Pleased to be here.
Oh, fantastic. This is Lineup Radio, broadcasting to Alnwick. Obviously, you're from The Rats, and you'll be coming to the town very shortly.
That's right.
Excellent stuff. Now, I said you're just about to start your 2009 tour, but it's not your first tour you've done with The Rats, is it?
We did a short stint of gigs August, September last year.
Excellent.
Just to see how we would be received, really.
And how did that go for you?
It went really well. I was amazed.
Fantastic. So, I mean, so everyone's still...
The warmth and sort of friendly vibes we got from everybody who came to see us was just amazing.
Brilliant.
Even some Rats fans from the 70s. Quite a few Rats fans came to, like, the gig in London and the gig we did in Wolverhampton.
Excellent.
And they were very complimentary about the way we did the numbers and all that kind of thing.
Brilliant. So, I mean, so did you find that there was kind of, were people sort of following you from the 70s, or did you sort of find there was sort of newer fans as well, like, you know, younger fans? And
I think most of the people who came to see us, I think, were people who knew about the Boomtown Rats and Bob Geldof's band.
Yeah.
And probably just came to see what we would be like.
Cool.
And
pleasantly surprised, I've read in the press and things.
It wasn't until I read comments on, there was a sort of a forum on the Rats website, and somebody said, take a look at the comments about the gigs. And I was just, you know, it was amazing. I was
Excellent.
Really pleased.
Yeah, I mean, it must be overwhelming as well, sort of, when, you know, when people kind of say all that sort of stuff about you, and it'd be a nice confidence boost, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, there was one or two people who kind of slagged us off, saying that we had no right to kind of dig up a rotting corpse, Vegas.
That happens, doesn't it?
Sorry?
Yeah, that happens, though. People, you know, you can never please everyone.
Yeah, the thing is, I mean... when Peter Barton suggested doing this, and I got in touch with Simon, and he agreed to have a go at it, I listened to the first album that we did, and I hadn't listened to that since we finished recording it. And so long enough had passed, it almost sounded like it had been recorded by somebody else, and you're able to be a bit more objective about what it sounded like.
Yeah.
And I thought it was really good.
Cool.
And I know that Bob plays a couple of Rat songs, like I Don't Like Mondays and Joey's on the Street Again. But there were a lot of other songs there that we thought were not being played and people had kind of forgotten about. And also that if we could do them with the two guitar, bass and drums lineup, which is a more, to my mind, a purer kind of way of doing the songs, it'd be interesting to try that.
Cool. So, I mean, how long have the Rats actually been together for? Because I don't... It's not sort of that long, is it? It's a couple, like a year
no,
or so?
No, it's really only since last year.
Cool.
I think I've been suffering post-traumatic stress disorder ever since the Boomtown Rats broke up. And I hadn't listened to any of our songs and I never played any of them.
Yeah.
Simon and I played in a rhythm and blues band called the Velcro Flies for a few years. And... so we've kind of kept our musical relationship going, but
so you didn't forget how to play.
Sorry,
you didn't forget how to play.
Well, no, I didn't forget exactly how to play, but I hadn't played for quite a while before Peter suggested putting the Rats back together, and I suppose. In a way, it's a bit like when a marriage breaks up. You know, you suffer sort of a lack of confidence and stuff like that, possibly. And I think that affected me. And so I used to just stare at my guitar sitting there on a stand, but never really play it.
What to do with it?
Now I've got a reason to play it, and I'm enjoying it again now.
Excellent.
And I think.
And if you're enjoying it, then it'll sort of shine through, and obviously the audiences will enjoy it as well, you know?
To be honest, it feels a bit like the first gigs we did with the Boomtown Rats, because we're trying out stuff the whole time, and when you get a positive reaction from the people who are there, it's like a drug almost.
Yeah. Now, I mean, because obviously, as you mentioned, the band started life way back in the sort of 70s as the Boomtown Rats.
That's right.
And you created some, you know, amazing music that's changed, you know, the way music was. And obviously, Don't Like Mondays is still played constantly today. Diamond Smiles.
That's probably my least favourite track, as people know it. However, we do a different version of it, which I do like.
Yeah, well, that's good. So you've changed it to your sort of bring it to your style that you like now.
Yeah.
Anyways, like, so you've created all these sort of Diamond Smiles, Looking After Number One. Will you be playing some of these songs in the set, you know, your set list that you're coming to the tour in 2009?
Yeah.
Cool.
Sorry, what was the question again?
So, are you going to be still playing the sort of the classic songs that you'd...
Well, what we're playing is stuff off basically the first three albums. Simon and I just sat down and we said, all right, what are our favourite Rats songs? And both of us agree that our best album was probably the first album. I don't know whether that's just nostalgia or what.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there was the purest energy there on the first album.
Yeah.
The second and third album are okay as well. And I think, so the first three albums, when the sort of the essence of the Boomtown Rats was put on record, after that, I think we kind of wandered off. We were trying to be too arty-farty, really. But
it's like, because you got like the hits like Someone's Looking at You and Banana Republic and things like that, which...
Those songs, yeah. I'm very keen on, very fond of those songs.
Cool.
And... you know, they're things that I had I made a sizable contribution to, and for me to turn my back on them, I thought was a bit silly, really.
So. Oh, definitely. I mean, well, that's, you know, it's your heritage, really, isn't it? That sort of is your first sort of groundings into what you're doing now, which is cool. Now, obviously, Bob, you know, departed back in the 80s to do a solo career. Now, who's involved with the Rats now? I mean, you've mentioned a few names there.
Right, there's myself and Simon Crow, who was the drummer from the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah.
Then on the other guitar, there's a friend of mine called Darren Beale.
Cool.
Who is from Bromyard, which is a little town in Herefordshire where I live.
Yeah.
And the singer-bass player is Peter Barton.
Cool.
And he also sings and plays bass with the Animals.
They're very popular band as well.
So it was through my selling an amplifier that I owned at the beginning of the Rats career and was used on our first album.
Yeah.
On eBay, and he contacted me and all through that, really.
Just sort of happened from there.
So eBay is really responsible for putting the Rats together.
It's a good website as well. Yeah. Now, I've heard on the grapevine that you're actually going to be releasing a new album in the near future.
Well, there is a possibility of that. It's not something that we're looking at sort of urgently, because really, when people come to see us, they want to hear the songs that they know.
Yeah.
And I think if I went to see, you know, ZZ Top and they didn't play any old stuff, or AC/DC, if they didn't play any of the stuff that I knew was all new stuff, I'd be a bit fed up. So we're not trying to introduce new stuff at the moment. We realise what it is people will come...
So you're not reinventing the wheel, as it were?
No, not really. I mean, we do want to write some stuff.
Cool.
But... you know, that we're not going to shove it down people's necks, really.
Yeah, well, so you're not...
I really enjoy the songs that we're playing, and we've had to look at them in a very different way because of the two guitars, bass, drums lineup. We don't have any keyboards or saxophones or anything like that. So in a way, it's like the songs are new as well, because we have to treat them all.
Cool. So you're sort of making like your a newer version of an older song sort of situation.
And I think the fewer number of people on stage makes the songs sound bigger.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got more space.
That's it. More space to perform more. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now your tour starts very shortly.
It starts on Saturday.
Yeah, on Saturday, and you're going to be going up and down the whole UK. And you're coming to Alnwick on Thursday the 29th.
At the Playhouse.
Brilliant. It's 7:30. Is this your first gig in this sort of area?
With the Boomtown Rats, we played Newcastle City Hall and places like that, and it's not that far away. But I've never played in Anik.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing
beautiful it. Beautiful place. Have you been to Anik before?
No, I don't think so.
It's a very nice, but you'll really enjoy it here. The hospitality here is...
I've looked at it on Google Maps. It looks quite a nice little place.
Yeah, it is. It's very sort of... kind of out of the way of the cities and things, and just, you know, a nice little town.
Yeah.
And by the, it's near the sea as well, so it's, yeah, it's all nice and things like that. But you'll enjoy it anyways, and we're looking forward to popping down on the 29th
well,
anyways to see you.
Come and see us and enjoy what we do. I
definitely.
I think they'll be pleasantly, well, hopefully they won't be surprised, but I think they'll have a good night out.
Well, that's it. And I mean, it's very rare that a band such as the Boomtown Rats, you know, or the Rats, you know, come up this way. So it's really nice for you to do that. And we hope that everyone comes down and you know, comes and checks you out. And I'm actually looking forward to the possibility of having a new album, you know, from the Rats. And
well, as I say, we are thinking about doing that.
Cool.
Dan and myself have been working on a few sort of riffs and things that we're going to be building into songs, and I know Simon has written a couple of things.
So it's all
so
this
when we have the time to get together in a studio. So actually, there's a studio that we rehearsed in for our first little stint down in Devon, a place called Start Point.
Another part of a nice part of the world there.
Yeah, an amazing place on a farm down there, and we could probably go down there for a while and work on some new stuff.
Excellent stuff.
I think there's more of a possibility of us re-releasing I Don't Like Mondays.
Yeah.
With our
do you like Mondays now? Is it not too bad? Because obviously I know the song had a very I don't know, because I've had an email in here from Rick Galusha from the USA, and he says the song I Don't Like Mondays was written after a high school girl in California took a rifle and shot some of our classmates school.
Yeah.
Now
I had very mixed emotions about that song. I must admit, at the time I thought that it was a little bit cynical of Bob to be writing a song about that. Because
you see, to be honest with you,
how much insight he was showing into the problems that Brenda Spencer
had,
the reason why it was done, but it turned out to be a good song, and people did like it.
Very, very popular. I mean, you can't deny that. You know, it's one of the. I think it's one of the sort of the better songs from the '70s, I'd say. And you know, when you get these compilation albums, it always seems to be on there, and you know, it's sticking around.
Other people just said, "Yeah, that strikes a chord because I hate Mondays myself."
Yeah.
Or whether they realised what it was.
That's it. Well, to be honest with you, I didn't until this email came through from Rick. Yeah. I didn't really realise that was the situation. Obviously, I've done a bit more research on the internet about it.
Yeah.
But I just assumed that you just really hated Mondays because it's the first day of the week, and you know, it's kind of no one likes Mondays, do they? Kind of after a Sunday.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what I thought it was all about. You see.
Yeah.
But Gary, it's been a pleasure speaking to you,
and
sure I'll might see you down at the Playhouse on the 29th. I might come and say hello to you when I come down. And that'll be great. But yes, and I'll make sure that we promote it and get everyone down there for you. And
that'd
it'll
be
fantastic.
Great.
But I'm gonna end with the conversation with Boomtown Rats and Banana Republic.
Oh, good stuff.
There we go. So thank you very much, Gary.
Thank you. All the best, Simon.
Cheers, mate. See you later on.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye bye.